Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We, your servants, Father God, and your vessel, decree and declare this day that there is power, all kind of power moving up in us because you are up in us, Father God. We decree and declare healing, not just in our bodies, but in our minds, our souls, Father God, and even our hearts, Father God. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper because you move in us, Father God. We decree and we declare that we are money-making machine ideas to bless your people, Father God. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We decree that our words are yea and amen. We decree and declare that we stand boldly before your throne, Father God, and boldly before any enemy that tries to come up against us, even if it's a disease, Father God. We decree and declare that we are love. We are full of love. Love is in us, and we attract nothing but love, Father God. We decree and declare that we, Father God, are used mightily. We are used mightily in this season, Father God. We give your name always the honor and the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Prophetess Joyce, let's open up the line and give him some praise and speak in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. And Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for life. We thank you for a chance, Lord God, to continue to live out the will that you ordained in our lives. Lord, I commit on this prayer call today. I commit our families, Lord God. I commit our destinies into your hands. I commit, Lord God, our callings into your hands. Lord, I pray that we will not forget, that we will not fret, that we will not give up, Lord God, that as we move into this new year, Lord God, that we may remember, Lord God, all the things that you've bestowed upon us, things worthy and unworthy of experiencing, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to choose us each and every day, to protect us, to love us, to care for us. Lord, I just pray that even in times when we feel like we have no more strength, that we have no more clarity, that we have no more vision for our lives, Lord, I just pray that you would just remind us that we are children of God, Lord God, and that we are destined for greatness, that greatness is our portion, that kingdom living is our portion, Lord God. And I pray that we would just be thankful for our portion, Lord God. Remind us to be content and to be thankful for our portion, Lord God, even though we strive for more, we strive for excellence, and we strive to seek you and to do more and be more. Lord, I just pray that you would just remind us, Lord God, that you have given us all that we need to be successful, to have victory, Lord God, to be happy. Lord, so I just commit on this call today, Lord God, that as we raise our voices, that we will raise it in great humility, Lord God, humility knowing, Lord God, that you have brought us out of so many things known and unknown to us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for our loved ones and our families. Lord, I just thank you for this season, Lord God, that you just remind us about the gift of life, the birth of baby Jesus, Lord God. And may we remember, Lord God, not to take our lives for granted, but it's a privilege to live this life. We pray for our shepherds, our leaders, Lord God, all those that you have called to guide us and to lead us, Lord, bless us with a double portion in this season. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and hath no sorrow. And Father God, I just thank you for another morning. And Lord God, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for your favor. I thank you, Father God, for your peace. I thank you, Father God, for the confidence that you give us, Lord God. And we do come boldly before your throne, Lord God, day in and day out, Lord God. And I thank you for the things that you're allowing your people to reach, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're doing for us in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the things that you're closing for us, Lord God, as we enter into this new season. I thank you, Father God, for the open doors in the new year, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunities. And Father God, we lift up all of those who are on the prayer list, Lord God, the sick and shut in, the grieving, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for your healing powers, Lord God. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you for the wholeness. We thank you for the completion, Lord God. We thank you for the things that you're doing in this season, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to come together and pray our faith and not our fears, Lord God. We thank you for the spirit, Lord God, of entrepreneurship, Lord God. We thank you for the confidence. We thank you, Father God, for your comfort, Lord God. We thank you for sending the comforter, Lord God. We thank you for being the light to our path and the lamp to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the guidance. And we thank you, Father God, for the teaching that you give and provide to us from your master prophet, Lord God, every day, day in and day out. We thank you, Father God, for this call and the continuance of it, Lord God, and bringing forth and uplifting the people, Lord God, as prophets. And we just thank you for all of the things that you're doing, Lord God. And I thank you for my life, Lord God. I thank you for the unconditional love that you give to your people. I thank you, Father God, for making the way and opening doors. And I thank you, Father God, for the prayers of the righteous avail much. And Lord God, as we continue to move forward to this new year, I just thank you for bringing all of the heart's desires to your people, Lord God. And it is in Jesus' name that we ask these blessings, and we thank you in advance for the victory and the testimony and the glory that you're bringing upon us. Amen and amen.
Father, I thank you for another day to come into your presence. Father, I thank you for our leadership.
Archbishop, Master Prophet, even our Jordan. I thank you for his lovely wife, our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the Jordan legacy. I thank you for every legacy that is represented on this line. Father, I thank you for world peace. I thank you for keeping the men and women that serve in our country at perfect peace. Keep them from, keep them safe, Lord. Just keep them safe, Lord. Whether they're in the Air Force, Navy, Marines, or Anabushata. Father, I thank you that even as we move forward in confidence, we will obey your word and your instructions. Father, I thank you for keeping the homeless safe. Father, I thank you for every family that has shelter and food, especially in this holiday season. Father, I thank you for the sick and shut in. I thank you for every prayer request that is uttered on this line. I thank you for everyone that is on the prayer list, Lord. May your angels of protection permeate them with healing, strength, and love. Father, I thank you for family. I thank you for husbands and wives. I thank you for strengthening them, Lord. I thank you for the new family that is coming aboard. I thank you for the new babies that's coming into this earth, Lord, because they are our future. Father, I thank you for grace, mercy, and I thank you for unconditional love in what you have for us. Father, I thank you for your son that said yes to mankind. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Father God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their yes to ministry and to the prophetic of globalizing the prophetic worldwide. I thank you for all the guests that's on the call. I thank you for giving peace to each family member that's represented on this line. I thank you for wisdom and clarity. I thank you for total health in my heart and lungs. I thank you for your people just worldwide and who's getting to know who you are Father, deeply, intimately through meditation. And thank you for your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. Give you peace, honor, and glory. I love you to life, Lord. Amen.
Prophetess Regina.
Hallelujah. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:31 and 32. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, oh dear God. We thank you for healing the sick and the shut in, oh dear God, as well as the bereavement, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you will take inventory of our closet, of our attitudes right now in the name of Jesus, that you will show us what we need to get rid of and help us to do exactly that. And clothe us, oh Father God. We pray that your kindness and your love will prevail over everything that we could ever ask in need of, Lord God. I want to be able to treat others with the tenderheartedness, forgiveness, and grace you have treated us with, oh Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for just continue to bring us all on one accord, to come to your throne of grace, to be in the war room, oh Father God, to petition our prayers unto you, Lord God, so that you will take them, oh dear God, and you will make them to what you will have them to be, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing virtues that you continue to bestow upon each and every family that is represented here, those unspoken prayers, oh Father God. We thank you in advance for just answering them, oh Lord God. We thank you for keeping our children intact, oh dear God. We thank you for covering them with a hedge of protection around them. We thank you for the marriages, oh dear God. We thank you for our leaders, oh dear God, Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God. We thank you for the fivefold ministry, Lord God, that they will come together, Lord God, and continue to bombard heaven with your prayers, your international prayer, oh dear God. We thank you for the open doors. We thank you for the relationships, the right relationship. We thank you for you just taken all the malicious gossip, oh dear God, and the hemorrhaging of our finances, Lord God. We decree and declare that no disillusionment and no miscommunication will ever come into 2018, Father God, that you will free us from negative energies and pull the cover off of slander, envy, and falsehood, Lord God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name and for thy sake. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you, Father. You are mighty to save, and you are the hope of all nations. And Lord, we lift up the nations today, this evening, God. And we pray for every nation, Father God, that you will govern every city and every nation, Father God. We pray, Father God, that every rift, Father God, and every disagreement in the spirit realm, Father God, will be resolved. We speak peace, Father God, to our nations, God. We speak peace to our officials, Father God, and to those that are in high offices and high rank, God, and hierarchies, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the gathering of the nations, God. We pray that this nation will become a nation under God. And Father God, we pray that we will be an example as the church arises, God, that what it is to be Christ-like, Father. We pray that we have the image of God. We maintain your image, Father God. We thank you, God, that we live and move and have all your power, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you've given us this day our daily bread, God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, as we pray that the prayers of the righteous, Father God, will prevail as much. We pray for every person on the line, God. We pray for every city and nation and nationality represented, God. We pray, Father God, for a steadfastness, God, and a unity and a love amongst the brethren, God. We thank you, Father God, for relationship. We thank you for community. We thank you for the healing of our land. We thank you for the healing of our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies. We decree and declare, Father God, that we have victory on every side, God. And we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do. And we thank you for breakthrough. And we thank you, Father God, for the harvest. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you for this midnight cry. Thank you for our leaders that provided this outlet, Father God, for us to stand and touch and agree for one another, Father God, for hope, for healing, for love, Father God. Those on the line, we might not know all their names and their faces, Father God, but you know them and you know the hearts. We thank you, God, for the strength that we're receiving. We thank you for a sound mind. Thank you for making our way perfect. Thank you for setting us up in high places. Thank you for hearing us, Father God, in the day of troubles, Father God. And thank you for salvation, God. Thank you for peace in our life and our mind when we rest, restful peace, Father God. And thank you for leading us to you, which is the truth, God. Thank you for the power to decree and declare things in our own lives and even in our family's life. Thank you for relationship, good relationship, right relationship in jobs and in family, respect and love, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for restoring, renewing those people who have been in surgery, who are going into surgery, healing, healing, healing. We decree healing even for them, Father God. We thank you, God, for favor in housing, those of who need open doors. We thank you and we decree and declare a house, Father God, even for them. Thank you for preparing a table in the presence of our enemies so that they even see the works of your hand, Father God. I thank you, God, and I'm just holding up in prayer, Sister Cynthia Tucker, Father God, Frank Tucker, Father God, relationship. I cancel out any bipolarness, Father God. Any addiction in the name of Jesus is canceled, Father God. We give your name the glory and honor, and I thank you for awakening in all of us. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you our honor and praise and glory, God. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all the leaders all over the world that you have, God. We thank you, God, for them, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for renewed strength, God, renewing our strength, God. And we thank you, God, for renewing our energy, God. We thank you, God, for the push, the season of the push. And we thank you, God, for letting us completing some things, oh God. We thank you, God, in your Jesus' and mighty, wonderful name, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for letting us just push towards the mark,
of our high calling in Jesus Christ this year. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for that. We thank you, God, for your patience and for your grace and your mercy that you have upon us, God. And we thank you, God, for granting us this new year the faith to live the life as you have us to live, as your people, oh, God, as your the Christian that you have us to be. And we thank you, God, that we may seek first all thou kingdom and its righteousness may be our highest ambition, oh God. We thank you, God, for this year, and may it be more filled to follow your footsteps, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for being the fountain and the light and the love of our lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for continue to give us traveling mercies and protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe and keeping us reminded of your presence and your love, God. We thank you, God, for all the names had been called for the sick, God. Thank you for healing them, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving them great mercy, oh God. And we thank you, God, for sustaining them by your insurance and your presence, God, and lifting them out of their despondency. And God, we thank you, God, for the light and faith that you give them, God. And we thank you, God, that it may continue, God, to be with them and continue, God, to radiate from their room as your presence is claimed in their lives, oh God. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, from healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. We thank you for relationship healing, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you that you wipe away the tears off our faces and the rebuke off your people. Shall you take away off all the earth, for your mouth has spoken it. We thank you, Lord God, that your angels set up a circle of protection around us as we pray. We thank you, Lord God, that your name is a place of protection. Your people run into it and they are safe. We thank you, Lord God, for safe passage as we walk on snakes and scorpions and protection from every assault of the enemy. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that no one can put a hand upon us. All the same, the great triumph is not in anyone's authority, but ours, as we have the authority that you have given us. For you said we shall tread on serpents and we shall tread on the lion and tread on the adder, and that we can speak to the mountain and it shall be removed. And because we doubt not in our hearts that we shall have whatsoever we say. And we say, God, that by your stripes we were healed. We say, God, that great peace have we because we love your law and nothing shall offend us. And we say, Lord God, that these bones shall live. We say, Lord God, we shall live and not die. We say, God, that cancer has to take flight right now. And we say, God, that breast cancer is no more. And we say, God, new hearts and new lungs and new kidneys and new liver are being manifested even now. And we say, God, that arthritis and fibromyalgia leaves our bodies even now. And we say, God, that dementia and Alzheimer's has to take flight right now. And we say, God, that inflammation of the joints has to dissipate even now. And we say, God, that asthma and all inflammation of the lungs has to disappear even now. And we say, God, wealth and riches are in our house. And we say, God, promotion and elevation. And we say, God, new jobs, new cars, new homes. And we say, God, heavy anointing rest upon us even now, God, as you unify us and as you bring us into subjection under our leader, our master prophet, our archbishop, as we submit under the Araboshetah, under authority, God, the oil that runs from his head down through his beard, down through his skirts, rests upon us even now. We strengthen his hands, and we bless him, and we bless Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we speak strength, Araboshetah, and cover them even now from every assault of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm them. We thank you, Lord God, for the first family. We thank you for unity, healing, strength. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy's back is broken, every witch, every warlock. We uncover them. We uncover them, and we send them packing for when the enemy comes in.